Transmission.
Oh, look at this. Hello. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Guten Morgen, meine Kinder. At least it's morning for me. at least it's morning for me for the next 3 minutes. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And it's 3 minutes before noon local time. And what am I doing? Well, I've got the TV on. And it's on channel 55, which is TCM for me. And guess what's on? That's right. Forbidden Planet. What a classic. The funny thing about this movie for me is that every time I see Leslie Nielsen this young, I kind of laugh. and I think, oh my goodness, how serious he's being. Because I am of the generation that knows Leslie Nielsen mainly as a comedic actor from such movies as Airplane, that whole franchise, and Police Squad, and The Naked Gun. You know, Leslie Nielsen is the spoof guy, the parody guy. And so when I see him trying to be serious, and it just makes me laugh harder. Oh, Forbidden Planet. What a classic. Anne Francis. Oh. She's so delicious in that, you know, 1950s kind of way. And, you know, I'd love to sit here and go on and on about Forbidden Planet, but that's already been done on Anon Radio. There is an episode of Tales from the SYL Ranch that pretty much already covers everything you need to know about Forbidden Planet. So, what am I doing? Sitting here drinking tea. It's so yummy. Today's another good day for iced tea because it's hot outside. It is sunny and hot. As I say, it is 90 blank degrees. There it is, 92 degrees and creeping on up. Creeping on up. How is it going to get today? I don't even want to know. Yesterday wasn't quite so bad, but geez. Today, we're back to being hot weather, hot weather. I wonder how hot it's going to be during the bad time. You know, around here, you know, the second week of August is when it starts to get brutally hot. And it's already been brutally hot this summer. We've had plenty of 100-degree days. Oh, so I'm wondering, how hot is it going to get in August? Will we hit 110? I'm not looking forward to it. No, no, no. So instead, I'm going to flip over to the TV schedule and see what's going on. Don't have any football today, so we're going to see what else is on. Oh, Wimbledon. But it's not the cool part of Wimbledon. We're not watching the croquet championships. We're watching the tennis championships. Tennis. You know. Not interested. And as I scroll up, oh, Nosachape is on again. I will not watch it because I've already seen plenty of Chapecoense documentaries. Chapecoense being the Brazilian football team that was in the airplane crash and almost everybody died. I think three guys lived, if memory serves. One of those guys might have a chance at playing on the team again, but it doesn't look very likely. Okay, and now we've come to the schedule with TCM. It's telling me Forbidden Planet's on. What I want to know is what's on late tonight? What's the underground film that's going to be on TCM tonight? Well, we got 2001 and 2010 on this afternoon. And then Trigger Jr., a Roy Rogers movie, is on at midnight. And then at 1:30, oh, this is kind of disappointing. Tonight's underground movie is I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka. A Wayans film. Kenan Ivory Wayans. It's not too bad. It's a spoof on blaxploitation movies. It's all right. I've seen it a million times. I don't classify it as a classic movie. And then Brothers is on at 3:15 a.m., but hopefully I'll be asleep by 3:15. Hopefully, he says. Oh. My cat has walked into the room. She's flopped down on the floor. Flopping kitties. Okay, still scrolling up. Oh, look. There's some NASCAR on today. What a surprise. On today, this lovely Friday. Friday the 13th. Uh-oh, it's Friday the 13th. I hope you're not superstitious or you're going to have a stressful day. NASCAR. This is all qualifying and practice and stuff. There's no races today. Until tonight. Then there's the minor league race. Nothing else is on. Blah, blah, blah. Ooh. Motocross Highlight Series. My Motocross Highlight show is on at 1 a.m. Oh, but it's not for a specific race. It's it's the season in review so far. What are we, halfway through the motocross season? I think so. That reminds me, we should go back to ESPN and check for F1 stuff overnight. Is there any... No, but look at this. Special Olympics at 5. Oh, but only for an hour. And I have a feeling, I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be one of those shows where they don't actually show any of the sports. And then we got nothing. Nothing. Aha, here we go. Formula One racing at 4:55 a.m. for an hour from Silverstone. Now I'm remembering. Yes, Silverstone, I knew that. As I scroll up through, I can't go far enough up. So yeah, Silverstone, that must be Sunday. I have to watch the repeat on Sunday afternoon. But look what's on at noon tomorrow on ESPN, because there's not enough sports in the world. ESPN has nothing better to show. They're going to show some more Spikeball, an hour of Spikeball. And if you don't know what Spikeball is, that's okay. I didn't know either until about 2 weeks ago when I saw some more on TV. Spikeball is another one of those stupid games that people play during cookouts. You know, it's like cornhole or any of those other stupid games that drunk, uncoordinated people play. Spikeball's this goofy little game where you throw a ball at a little trampoline and then you try to hit it to the ground. Yeah, so it's one of those games where you're not trying to sustain play. It's a game where you're trying to end play as soon as possible. Only in America. That's just the laziest type of game. It's so American. I can't stand it. It's embarrassing. Oh, look. Beverly Hills 90210 is on tonight. And look at this. I think this is the pilot. Brandon and Brenda move to Beverly Hills and experience culture shock. Beverly Hills 90210. Very possibly the stupidest show that we've produced. Oh no, that's that. Can that be right? I don't know. Probably not. We have produced a lot of stupid television shows in this country. All right, what's on my movie channel? Spiderwick Chronicles. Education, A Little Tree, too depressing. La Bamba, too depressing. The Four Seasons. Oh my God. Alan Alda and Carol Burnett. I'll be sure to miss that. And then Scoop with Scarlett Johansson. And I like the glasses that she wears, but she's blonde, so it's not all that great. You've heard me mention it before, but Scarlett Johansson. I only think she's cute when she doesn't have blonde hair. When she has blonde hair, she just looks like every other fake blonde in the world. But, you know, you put her in dark hair, and she looks really cute. Or even red hair. And that was the one thing I liked about the Avengers movies. She had red hair, and I thought, oh, that looks cute. And it's especially appropriate for a girl named Scarlet. But then I noticed in this latest Avengers movie, I was watching the commercials, and I'm like, what? Scarlett Johansson is blonde? She's supposed to be red-haired in this movie. So obviously I can't watch Avengers anymore. I'm not real disappointed about that, don't get me wrong. I'm getting kind of sick of superhero movies. They're the only type of movie that comes out anymore. We're getting 6 new superhero movies a year. And nothing else. It's kind of boring. At least it's boring for me. The reason that it's so boring for me is that I already know these stories. I read comic books when I was a child. Don't get me wrong, I also read real books. And I have always owned more real books than comic books. But I've read all the comic books. I know all the origin stories. I know all the plot lines. I know everything that's being rehashed. It's nothing. It's when I watch a superhero movie, it isn't anything new for me. What's the fascination with superpowers? I don't know. People are crazy. People are wacky. Speaking of the Avengers, in 20 minutes, the Avengers starts on Channel 129, but it's not Marvel's The Avengers with superheroes, it's the British Avengers. John Steed and his female partner, whichever female partner happens to be. And that reminds me, speaking of the Avengers and his female partner, I was flipping through my movie streaming service the other day, and I saw a movie with Joanna Lumley in it, and I was like, ha! The Avengers. And I was thinking about watching that movie. Now I can't remember what it was. It was something that looked kind of interesting. I don't know. Oh my God, Monster Dog is on. The Ellis Cooper movie. Maybe we should flip over to that. Let's take a look. Oh, yes, it's as bad as I remember. Ugh. In fact, it's so bad, I can't really watch it. And here comes Vince Raven. Our boy Vince, sometimes known as Alice. I love that all black outfit with the puffy sleeves he's got on. It makes him look more like a raven. He looks like a birdie. Yowza. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Why am I still watching it? I do not know. It's painful. Why am I tired? Why am I yawning? I just got up almost exactly an hour ago. I slept pretty good. I was impressed at how well I slept, actually. Except I think I slept too long on this side, and my hip is a little bit weird, but that'll go away. That'll go away. I'm convinced of it. I am convinced of it. The big question is, since I am up early, and early enough, will I run over to Mangia Italiana and get a slice of pizza? I don't know. If you listened to yesterday's show, you know that I started having a minor pizza freakout. And I'm really hungry for pizza yet. Well, at least I was hungry for pizza yesterday. Strangely enough. Why do I keep yawning? Strangely enough, I'm not quite as hungry for pizza today as I was yesterday. But I could run over there. It is kind of hot outside, but if I blast my air conditioner, it's not that long of a trip. Do I need to start my pizza planning now? Now that I'm thinking about it, it does kind of sound like a good idea. Yummy tea. There we go. Alright, so I guess we've got nothing better to do now than have one of Tobe's movie reviews. It's movie review time, kids. Time for a movie review. And if you were listening to yesterday's show, you know that I was watching The Lords of Dogtown as I was doing the show. And so, we won't really review Lords of Dogtown. But I should say that I do recommend Lords of Dogtown, especially if you're my age and you were skateboarding back when you were between the ages of 10 and 20 years old. Hey. And if you just like weird movies, maybe you might want to watch Lords of Dogtown anyway. You might not get all the references or understand all the cameo appearances or any of that stuff, but it doesn't matter. You might like it just because it's an interesting movie. But no, we will not review Lords of Dogtown at this time. Last night I watched another movie. And it was a movie that I'd seen parts of, but never had seen the whole thing. So I watched the whole thing last night. What movie did I watch? I watched Chappie. The movie Chappie is kind of interesting in that it's about a robot who gains sentience. You know, a typical science fiction plot. And one that I always enjoy. And one of the reasons I wanted to watch Chappie so much is because it was made by the same people who did District 9. And I thought that was a fascinating movie, not for the subject matter necessarily, although I did like the subject matter, you know, but it wasn't anything new. It was, look, aliens come to Earth and they're basically refugees. Okay, well, we've heard that one before too. But I liked it just because it was such a weird film. It had such a strange vibe. And there were no big American stars in it. And, you know, it took place in South Africa, which was interesting because, you know, we never get to see movies in South Africa. And I like District 9 just for its general weirdness and its vibe. And it was really, I really liked it. And so I always wanted to see Chappie. And I finally got to see Chappie. And Chappie's the same way. It has the same kind of vibe. You know, it takes place in South Africa. There are some stars in it, though. Sigourney Weaver and Hugh Jackman are in it. But that's okay. That was okay. The main sort of characters were not anybody I recognized, which made it very interesting. And I loved this movie for the language and the sound of it. And I had to watch it with closed captioning on so I could catch everything, because there's a lot of slang and stuff that I don't know. So I had to read it so I could hear it, but I didn't know what they were saying. And I generally liked it. And I thought the special effects were especially great. Real seamless integration between, you know, like puppets, CGI, and guys in suits. Really nice. And I liked it. It was kind of a philosophical movie about Chappie, a robot who goes sentient, but not accidentally. Basically, the plot line is that the South African police have robot cops. There are human police, but there are also many hundreds of these robots called scouts that assist in all the police duties. And crime gets reduced greatly, and it's a peaceful society. And one of the robots gets smashed up pretty bad and is scheduled for destruction. The main developer of the robots has been working on, and I hate to use this word, artificial intelligence. And as an experiment / test, he he downloads consciousness, and I bet you didn't know that consciousness was a data file. Consciousness.dat. The guy downloads his new program that's supposed to be, you know, AI consciousness into this broken robot, and sure enough, it becomes sentient. And then the robot falls into the hands of some gangsters who want to make it into a gangster robot. And so it will do crimes with them. And then it's kind of corny. But then the bad guy, played by Hugh Jackman, who works for the same robotics company, he sort of finds out, and then there's twists and turns, and then the next thing you know, Chappie's in trouble and on the run, and all kinds of stuff happens, and it gets crazy. Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it a lot, just because I like that kind of stuff. And I thought it was funny in parts, and there was lots of good action sequences, and it was a good robot movie. Probably the best robot movie I've ever seen. Because otherwise, you know, robots in movies are really stupid and helpless and worthless, like the robots in Star Wars. So, I really liked it. I don't know if you'll really like it. Chappie. I recommend this movie for people who like hard sci-fi. And people who like to see weird stuff. If you're the type of person who cannot understand anything but an American accent, then no, you will not like this movie because you won't be able to understand what they're saying. But, you know, I would say use your closed captioning, but I know most people don't want to read their movies. If people wanted to read, they would read books. good tea. And of course, if you like the movie Chappie, watch District 9. And, you know, conversely, if you liked District 9, watch Chappie. You'll probably dig it. I know I did. My kind of stuff. Okay, so anyway. Oops, I accidentally changed the channel to CNN. Trump officially launches trade war against China. You know, that's not a smart idea. That's a war we're going to lose. Yeah, oh boy. So anyway, what am I doing? Oh, I got to do 4 more minutes of show. That's what I got to be doing. Should I go to the pizza place? Should I go to Mancia Italiana and get a slice of pizza? Do I have money? Yeah, I think I got enough cash on me for a slice of pizza. Yum yum, that kind of sounds good. Kind of. I don't know. Now I'm feeling indecisive and weird. But I'm always feeling indecisive. Yeah, it's good to be without decision-making processes. Oh, yeah. All right, well, I was trying to get some hard news here, but there is no news. Let's go try some of the other news channels. Let's try the conservatives. Oh, man. And here they're complaining about... Uh-oh, some kindergarten teacher told a student that the kid was a loser. Oh, I bet that's going to go over well. What else do we got here? Let's try 66. Lots of horrible news everywhere. Yaga. You know what we need a good news channel. You know, that's been proposed by other people. And I don't know if I'm for it or against it, but everything is super, super horrible. Maybe we just need to have one channel that's 24 hours. Oh, look at all the fun stuff that's happening. Look, some baby kittens were born over here. Oh, look. Look over here. There's a baby hippo in this zoo. Oh, look at over here. These people had triplets. Oh, look at this over here. This kid won the science fair. That's the kind of news I want to watch. Instead, what are we getting? We're getting 24 hours of look at all this terrible stuff that Trump is doing. And look at all this terrible stuff that's happening around the world. There's death. There's disease. Look at it. We've had earthquakes. People have been murdered. There's a huge car crash. Death, destruction, sorrow, grief, and murder. Yeah, that's that's reality. But come on, don't we all enjoy an escape from reality sometimes? Of course we do. Isn't my entire life a giant escape from reality? Haven't I already escaped from reality? You better freaking believe it. And who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. And I am the chairman of the Dubious Reality Committee. A show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on SDF. SDF is also my reality. Anon Radio is fun, but I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.